The Story of Tea by Eleanor Donaldson. Copyright Black Cat Publishing. What is tea? Tea is the second most popular drink in the world. We only drink water in bigger quantities. To make tea, you need boiling water and the dried leaves of the Camellia sinensis plant. We often use the word tea for any drink made with leaves or other parts of a plant. In certain parts of Britain, tea is a light meal you eat in the evening. This book is about tea as a drink and much more. There are three main types of tea: black, green, and oolong. They all come from the same plant, but different things happen to the leaves in the factory to make different types of tea. Oolong tea looks similar to black tea. It smells a little like fruit. Nearly all oolong tea comes from China and Formosa, Taiwan. Black tea is the most common type of tea. English breakfast and Earl Grey are mixtures of black teas. Green tea is the most natural type of tea and tastes most similar to the plant. Where does tea come from? The Camellia sinensis plant grows best in the high areas of countries with hot weather and a lot of rain. People first found wild tea bushes growing in the hills near the Himalayas. Today, tea grows in more than 40 countries. India is the largest producer of tea in the world, with China in second place and Sri Lanka in third place. Each year, around 2,750,000,000 kilos of tea are produced. You can make about 2 trillion cups of tea with that amount. China has the longest tradition of growing tea in the world. Some of the world's best and most expensive teas come from this country. Nearly 30% of the world's tea grows in just 3 areas of northeast India. Well-known teas, such as Assam and Darjeeling, come from here. Sri Lanka is a small island, but it's one of the world's most important tea-growing countries. We call tea from here Ceylon tea, because for a long time Ceylon was the name of Sri Lanka. Kenya is the oldest tea-growing country in Africa. A lot of Britain's tea comes from Kenya, as well as from India and Sri Lanka. From plant to drink. Here are some of the things that happen to black tea before you buy it. Each part of the preparation has a name. Today, most tea companies use modern machines to cut, roll, and dry the tea before they sell it in shops and supermarkets. Plucking. Women pick tea leaves. The very small, new leaves at the top of the plant have the best flavour. Cutting and rolling. The roller breaks the leaves. In this way, the natural flavour comes out in the tea. Fermenting. The tea gets air. This is also called withering. The tea leaves are put on a flat surface or tray in a room with a lot of warm air until the leaves become dry and red-brown in colour. Sorting. People put the leaves into bags. There are bags for different qualities and sizes of tea leaf. tasting and buying. Tea tasters decide the quality of the tea. The tea plantations sell the tea to a company or the buyer offering the highest price. This is called a tea auction. Packing. The tea goes into boxes, ready to go to many different parts of the world. Tea history. Around 2700 BC, a legend says that the Emperor Shen of China was sitting under a Camellia sinensis tree and a leaf fell into his cup of boiling water. This event gave the world a new drink. 593 to 906 AD. The Chinese take tea to Japan, where it becomes a popular drink in the monasteries. 1610 to 1662. Tea comes to Europe via Portugal and the Netherlands. In England, it becomes fashionable to drink tea when Catherine of Braganza, the Portuguese wife of Charles II, starts drinking it. 1675 to 1784. The illegal sale of tea becomes a big problem, and there are high taxes on tea. In 1784, tea becomes a drink for everyone when the Prime Minister, William Pitt the Younger, reduces tax from 119% to 12.5%. 1773. Angry about paying taxes to the British government, some men go onto three British ships in Boston and throw 342 boxes of tea into the sea. This event is called the Boston Tea Party. Soon after, the American Revolution starts. 1828. British officials discover tea growing in Assam. India becomes more important to Britain after this discovery. 1839 to 1869. Special ships, called clippers, carry tea from China to Britain. They have races to be the first to return with the new tea of that year. When the Suez Canal opens, new ships replace the clippers. Now it is not necessary to go around Africa. 1918 to 1920. At the end of the Ottoman Empire, coffee becomes expensive, and tea replaces it as a drink in Eastern Europe. 1939 to 1945. Big tea companies, such as Twinings, give out tea to soldiers during World War II. The 21st century. Because it has low costs and high sales, tea, hot or cold, continues to be one of the world's most popular drinks.